We started writing together about a year and a half ago, and being music school nerds, everything was becoming too complicated, too thick, too layered. So now we're sort of trying to dial it back and keep an interesting sound while maintaining accessibility. And the sort of sounds we're going for, I mean, we've been hugely influenced by the Washington Symphony collaboration with David Byrne. That's definitely where it's at. And it's sort of the fusion of electronic and acoustic elements is something that I'm very much into. I don't think that any musician these days can kind of be rooted in the world. There's kind of so much going on that the combination of the two is quite fascinating. And we definitely focus on that combination of electronic and acoustic. I mean, anything pretty much that John Congleton has produced is a huge influence on us. I mean, he's an incredible producer. I delight him. Yeah, I think in terms of references, if I had to say it sounds like anything, Tiger's always got the sort of Lana Del Rey tone to her voice, so her ethereal voice is present. A couple of the pieces we've been working on quite James Blakey and Minimalist, while others of them are pretty horn-driven. Adam's piece would also stand as an influence to some of the stuff we've been doing, especially on the electronic end.